Venezuela is unraveling, racked by political and economic chaos. It's the scene of food riots and severe medicine shortages. We'll hear now from inside a hospital there, where NPR's Lulu Garcia Navarro talked to families who are facing life and death struggles to get the care they need.
A year ago, Marida Alessandro got some of the worst news a mother can get. She had taken her son Hugo for a routine checkup. And then the pediatrician told her Hugo had cancer. He was only 10. She meets me at the hospital where he's being treated. And as she's explaining all of the hurdles she's faced to get him the care he needs, she breaks down. You just can't find the medicines, she says. The doctor told me I'm going to have to pay $6,000 or $7,000 for just one of the medicines, if I can even find it on the black market. This in a country where many earn the equivalent of $15 to $20 a month. Emotionally, it's so jarring, she tells me, because you get to a moment where you realize it's all up to you. My son's life at stake, she says. Venezuela's public health system is supposed to provide free care and medicine to the country's sick. But along with a shortage of food, there is now a health crisis. At Caracas's public university hospital, a doctor checks on a patient who's been waiting for an operation for several weeks. The patient doesn't want her name used. She's lying on a gurney, covered with a tattered blanket. The infection has gone down to the bone, she says. The flesh has been eaten away. I'm worried that if it gets worse, my leg will have to be amputated, she tells me. She says the hospital has few of the medicines she needs, so she has to buy all of her own antibiotics. So she sends her dad out to scour the black market. Her doctor, Daniel Garibaldi, tells me they don't even have sutures for stitches, among so many other things that are lacking. He even brings his own soap from home to wash his hands. He says things have gotten a lot worse in the last few months.
I'm asking him if he has seen people die because of the lack of medicines or care.
Los pacientes se nos mueren.
He says people are dying needlessly every day. Not one, but many, he says. Like most things in Venezuela, there are two very different narratives about what's happening. The government maintains there is no health crisis and refuses to accept help from international organizations. Daily, Venezuela's health minister, Luciana Melo, appears on state-run television, discussing how production of key medicines is being ramped up and how Venezuela can provide for much of what it needs. But I go to meet the president of Venezuela's medical association, Dr. Douglas León Natera. He charges, quite simply, that the health minister is lying. I think the minister must be living in a different country, he tells me. In the 300 public hospitals in Venezuela, the government is trying to hide the truth. Go to any one of them, and you'll see that they only have about 5% of what's needed in surgical equipment and medicines, he tells me. Back at the cancer clinic, the mother I met, Mari D'Alessandro, tells me her son Hugo just finished his chemo treatment last week. She needs a particular medicine to raise his blood cell count, but she hasn't been able to find it yet. I ask 11-year-old Hugo if he's worried, and he says no. He says he still plans to be a paleontologist when he grows up because he loves dinosaurs and he wants to dig up their fossils. His mother hugs him tight, tears pooling in her eyes. Lulu Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Caracas.